All right, babies, it's time for another midweek miracle episode release. And this delightful Wednesday, I'm introducing you to Mickey Kennedy, who is a poet, among many other things. But we'll get to that later. I did want to let you know that there is a trigger warning for this episode. Suicide and child abuse are discussed. So if, for your heart and your tender soul, these subjects are challenging, please do take care. My guest Mickey is nothing short of astonishing. Besides for being unstoppable and hugely creative, Mickey is also resilient, has an incredible sense of humor, as well as willing to be vulnerable in sharing his story. I have to admit that my jaw dropped a little bit listening to everything that Mickey's surmounted and all that he's come through. But on the other side, there's this really incredible human being who looks at the world with grace and humor. And please do stay tuned. At the very end of the episode, in the little Easter egg section of the podcast, Mickey recites one of his poems. So make sure not to miss that. So now, without further ado, here's the very next episode of Bite-Sized Blessings.
And so I went over there, lifted the garage, drove in, had my car idling, and no one had visited this place in over 2 years. They had taken the for sale sign down about 6 months before that. And all of a sudden, after a while, the garage door lifts and a realtor woman comes in and taps on my window, you know, taps at the window.
Well, you know, the main gist of the podcast is this question. I ask every single person, please, I'd love to hear a story, something magical, however you define it, mysterious, miraculous, something, or it could be more than one story. You could tell several. I'd love to hear any magical stories, any stories of miraculous happenings that's happened in your life, anything you'd like to share. I'm here for it.
Okay. I feel like this one needs trigger warnings, so I'm just going to tell you that. But when I went to graduate school, I felt like I finally left the state where my mother was, and I felt safe. And like I could breathe for the first time. And I went to the school counseling, and they offered free therapy. And after a few sessions, they said, "You are beyond us." And they gave me to someone in the county to go to. They're like, "This is really deep stuff." And so I did. And they wanted me to talk more and more about what I went through. And I'd never really done that. And the thing I never knew, but I think it is kind of common, is that as you unload this, you don't feel good. I got really, really depressed. And I got suicidal. And I was living in a farmhouse with two other writers. They were in the fiction program and I was in the poetry program. And I knew that there was a house for sale that had been abandoned for a couple of years next door that had a garage. And I decided I was going to go in there and, cut the car on and fall asleep. And so I went over there, lifted the garage, drove in, had my car idling. And no one had visited this place in over 2 years. They had taken the for sale sign down about 6 months before that. And all of a sudden, after a while, the garage door lifts and a realtor woman comes in and taps on my window, taps at the window because I had rolled it up when I saw her come in. And I didn't know what to do. So I just sort of reversed out of there slowly and revealed what I was doing to my roommates. And they put me in the hospital, and I was in the hospital for a while. And I got on antidepressants, and it was one of those things where I'm like, what are the odds of someone coming at the exact moment to save your life? And like I said, nobody had been there in 2 years, other than one person to go and take the for sale sign down in front of it. But they weren't even maintaining the yard. And yet this person just came in and saved my life. And I am now, you know, I've got two kids. Things are doing really well. I've got a book coming out. It plays with your mind. There are parts of me that sometimes think, you know, what could be more hellish than to find out at the end of this right now, where things are so great, that this isn't even real, but basically a test that this is what you gave up because of what I did. And yeah, I don't know. I mean, it gets me thinking, but sometimes that's where my mind goes. And, but all I can do is just sort of, process the things that I've gone through, and, you know, share that and just try to be a good person and, try to learn from it. I've never been depressed since. It's really strange. It was like, I wasn't depressed as a child, being beaten, sexually abused, any of that stuff. But when I talked about it in graduate school, I just felt like there was no hope for me and I was lost. And once, you know, things lifted, I could just see that was temporary. But when you're in the midst of it, it doesn't seem that way. But I do think, you know, you've got to be a pretty jaded person not to believe that there was something there that ensured that didn't happen for me. And it is a very strange occurrence that I do believe that I don't feel like that could just be chance or coincidence.
That's it. That's another episode of the podcast. I need to thank my resilient and incredible guest, Mickey, for being so open and so vulnerable and sharing all of his stories. To learn more about this creative and amazing human being, please do look down into the episode show notes and you'll find a link to Mickey's website there. I need to thank Mickey for being so kind and for agreeing to be a guest on the podcast. I'd also like to thank all of you listeners out there who take the time to check out this little labor of love of mine and have followed me through the weeks and months and years, listening to all sorts of stories from all sorts of different human beings sharing their views on this little piece of reality that we all inhabit. Please do consider leaving a rating or writing a little review. Those ratings and reviews help other people find us. And don't forget, there's my new YouTube channel. There will be a link in the episode show notes. And I hope you're so appreciating the little bits of beauty that I include in every episode's show notes. They're just incredible things I think everyone in the world should know, or see, or appreciate. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Mickey. Be your own glorious self. Yes, we live in a world and a culture where you have to be one thing, or you have to be this other thing, but you definitely can't be that thing. There are so many people in this world who are telling us to be this and that and the other. But who are you? inside, what is your true self? So be like Mickey, dig down deep and figure out who you are for reals. And then take that glorious self and unleash it upon the world.